Nintendo has an incredible amount of classic games that people love to play, and they know it. They release miniature consoles for the NES and the Super Nintendo, but for whatever reason, they've yet to do that with their first fully 3D console, the Nintendo 64. Which begs the question, say Nintendo finally gets the chance to build a Nintendo 64 classic, which games should they include? We're going to try to address that by building our very own N64 classic on a cast of the past, where you can check out a brand new episode every Sunday talking about our favorite video games and movies from the past right here with yours truly, Juan Velez from Puerto Rico. Joining me, I got Ryan McNulty from Boston, Massachusetts. Mr. McNulty, you love the N64. Keith kind of hates the N64, but how excited are you to finally build your very own classic device?
Hold on. I don't hate the N64.
Keith, I haven't opened with you. So disrespectful, man.
You said my name. I'm officially part of... I've teleported into this show.
If people listened previously, they know you have a bone to pick with the N64. Whether it's good or bad, that's not the point, Keith.
No, I don't think the N64 is bad. There is no bone to pick. I just don't think it's an S-tier console. It's a console that definitely deserves
I accept his opinion of that. We've buried the hatchet on this.
Yes.
Fine. I just want to make it clear, we're not actually going to physically build an N64
classic. Yeah, I'm just going to make that clarification as well. We're going to make a games list.
A wish list, yes. A wish list, if you will.
But that's not as fun. But Keith...
Yes.
You're here in London, Ontario.
That's me.
I feel like because you're the person that brought the N64 down from our S tier in the Nintendo ranking to A, you should first talk about when you think about an N64 classic, do you tend to want to include more single player games? Or because you have four ports of controllers, should it have maybe more multiplayer games like a Mario Party?
The N64 is honestly a situation where I think both are equally as valid. And if you are going to do an N64 classic, you definitely need to hit some of those multiplayer pillars. One of them being my favorite game ever, Super Smash Brothers. But then it begs the question, if you were to do this, are we assuming that the classic comes with all four controllers? Or does it come with two and you need to buy extra?
I would say it comes with two because about the fact that the NES Classic, when it came out, it was $60, came with 30 games, but it only had one controller, but you could buy another one. The Super Nintendo Classic cost $80. It came with 21 games, so it came with less games, but they made up for it with two controllers. So if we sort of go by this trend, hoping it doesn't go up to $100, I guess it would stay at around that $80 sweet spot with maybe two controllers. Which brings up another question. As opposed to the NES and Super Nintendo controllers, the N64 one is kind of beefy. So would they have to make it smaller? Because I would feel like that would make things very challenging.
My hands would be able to function with a smaller Trident N64 controller.
They could make some adjustments because I assume they could just have a built-in rumble feature. So that whole like fat back section with the memory card and all that, they could smooth that out a little bit. They could definitely make some refinements to make it a little bit of a better controller. But I mean, yeah, even if it does just come with the two controllers, I mean, it's all whatever. I think our idea here with building this list is let's try and have at least what I was going for when I was kind of coming up with my ideas is let's have a nice diverse list of games where you kind of get a little bit of everything. So you're getting that great mix of games when you buy this console, as opposed to having like 10 single player games, you know, and 10 racing games and nothing else. We want to have that good mix. So it's an enjoyable experience for everyone.
I think the only factor we should be thinking about is this one of the best games on the Nintendo 64 that should be preserved in something called an N64 Classic? Multiplayer, single player, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and considering that Nintendo did a really good job, unlike PlayStation, with their classics, right? So what we're going to be doing is we're going to try and build a list of 20 games, and we're going to be doing this in draft format because we were thinking, what's the healthiest way we can build this, right? So we're going to do Keith gets to pick a game, then Ryan gets to pick a game, then I get to pick a game, and then we keep going. But say Keith brings up X game, I can't just say, hey, I don't want that. We're going to build a list of 20 initial games, and then after that, say Ryan looks at game number 10, Mischief Makers or something, says, hey, I hate that game. Then you got to propose an alternative for that, and we can agree or disagree. And then everybody else, you can let us know what you think about this. And we actually have two comments that I do want to kick it off with before I forget, honestly. We have Matthew G89. He commented on Instagram, a cast of the past. I have always thought Diddy Kong Racing was a better game than Mario Kart, so that should be on the N64 Classic. Other titles include Majora's Mask, Banjo-Kazooie, GoldenEye, Shadow of the Empire, Turok 1 and 2, Bomberman, Paper Mario, Wave Race, etc. Which brings up another thing. We're building ours. So I know that when you talk about GoldenEye, oh, licensing, wrestling, oh, WWF, it changed. No, at least my picks, I am super just egotistical about these are the things that
I want.
It's
a perfect world. It's a perfect world where none of that is an issue.
Exactly. That's Nintendo's problem someday.
Exactly.
Not ours.
And then Wizard of Gore just quickly mentioned Mystical Ninja starring Goemon and Goemon's Great Adventure. So those are just some games to consider. But without further ado, Keith, kick it off with the first game, which we're not doing top 20. We're doing 20 games for the N64 Classic.
No particular order.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I kind of spoiled it earlier because I thought we were going into the list, but the first game I would choose for the N64 Classic would be, in my opinion, one of the ultimate party games ever, Super Smash Bros. It was the first one, so it's a little bare bones, but it's a great game, a game that I still play with friends today if they have an N64 hooked up. In my opinion, it's the most classic N64 game.
Yeah, I like that one a lot, too. It is a great party game because it's kind of the original one. I feel like it doesn't have all the stuff that Melee has, where if people are good, you're just going to get your ass whooped. It's a little more balanced in the way that it's so bare bones that it feels like that in and of itself is a little more balanced. I'm sure there's some pros out there who can whoop everybody, but like your average person, it feels like you're on an even playing field in that game, which makes it a great party game.
And I think what helps is the simplistic nature of it. Think about Ultimate, right? Imagine Keith, you know, you have Ryan come over to your house. He's never played that. You have all the characters unlocked. Ryan's going to spend a good 5 minutes just looking at the roster thinking, what the hell? Who am I going to choose? But the original with such a small roster, it's kind of like, hey, pick, you know, let's keep going. So I think that really does celebrate the magic of the N64. So Ryan, what you got?
All right. So I'm probably going to go with again, like Keith, not going for the low hanging fruit, super obvious one. I'm not sure which version, but I would put a version of NFL Blitz on this list. Now, I believe there is PlayStation counterparts, but I have fond memories of playing this game on the N64. It's so much fun. They never quite recaptured that magic when they tried to make the PS3 like versions and later versions and stuff like that. It always felt best on N64. And even if you don't like football, which at the time I didn't really like football at the time, I still love playing NFL Blitz because you break all the rules, you hit people after the plays are done. It's so much fun. You got big head mode and all these crazy cheats. It's just the ultimate arcade style football game.
And in my opinion, the N64 version is the superior console version of Blitz anyway, so it works out. And I agree. I think it's one of the best football games ever because you don't need to be big into football to understand that you just need to beat the hell out of a dude and throw the ball if you have to. It's so much fun. It's probably the best playing football game ever.
And this really plays into the fact that you have the four ports on the N64 because my pick at number three is actually going to be Gauntlet Legends. A very similar situation because Blitz had an arcade machine, so did Gauntlet Legends. Now, the game technically did come out for the PS1, and it looked a little bit better, but without the multi-tap, you could only do two players, and I don't think you could even do four, even if you had the multi-tap, but you could play with four people on the N64, and that to me was a really big deal. The fact that you could have this full arcade top-down experience. For people that haven't played it, imagine an overly simplified version of Diablo. Like, to me, it was a really big deal that you could level up your characters, you have different spells, different abilities. The game is ugly as hell to look back at. I mean, this is one of the ugliest video games I have ever seen now. And I remember playing it growing up thinking it was absolutely amazing, but it is still fun to play. And it's one of those easy pick up and play games that if you're not into fighting games like Smash and you want to just be able to mash a button and see monsters die and things like that, you got to have a game like this. And it's not something that I think people would obviously include. So that's why it's a pick for me.
I think for my next pick, I'm going to take one of the low-hanging fruits because it's going to be a conversation of we're getting to it eventually. So we might as well just get it out of the way. Super Mario 64 needs to be on this console. It's the original best N64 game and one of the best games of all time. You can't build that system without having Mario 64 on it.
It's the number one draft pick overall in any real list build. So totally, yeah, I don't think you're going to get any disagreement here.
I feel like it's the one game that would automatically boot up the first time you turn on the N64. It's like, hey, move around the opening area, and then you can play other games.
You probably bought this to play Mario 64. Yeah.
When you see the game menu show up to select what you want to play, it will be first highlighted on Super Mario 64. All right, so I'll go to a different type of game that I don't think we've touched on yet, and I'm going to go with a racing game, actually, and I'm going to say Star Wars Episode 1 Pod Racers, I think, is an awesome game. You know, Episode 1 may not have been great, but one of the best things about that movie was the pod racing, and they did a really good job with this racing game. I just remember there was a very intricate system with how you could upgrade and build your pod racers. And I just remember this being super cool, and I always wanted to own this game. I never got to own it, but I always played it at friends' houses and had an awesome time.
Yeah, I really love playing that in the arcades, the really big machine. So that's a great pick, and I'm actually going to piggyback on you with that one. I'm going to go with Hydro Thunder. If you owned a console in that generation, or if you play games in the arcade, Hydro Thunder was one of those games that was water-based. And that to me was just awesome because much like the other ones, you could play with multiple people. It was super fun to play. And I think that the N64, what it lacked in role-playing games, which was definitely the strength of the PS1 and even the Super Nintendo. It's kind of weird how when we got to the N64, we got Square 64.
The jump. That was played a big part.
Yeah. But when you look at a game like this, it's fun, silly to play. And I know this is probably going to be the first game that you guys clip off at some point, so I'm just putting it now, just in case.
I played the Dreamcast version. I liked it a lot, actually.
It was the best one, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose next a game that I probably put about 1,000 hours into. Even just thinking about it right now, I instantly heard the menu music in my head, and that's Mario Tennis. Just so good. I never really touched Mario Golf on the N64, so I can't really speak to the quality of that, but as far as I'm concerned, this is the ultimate Mario sports game. Just everything about that game felt so good. I probably put about 500 hours into the single player. 200 of those is just trying to beat Boo because he was a miserable hunk of garbage, but I loved it so much. It was the birth of Waluigi, which should maybe cut it off the list just for that, but I'm going to let that one slide right now and say that Mario Tennis is one of the best N64 games.
Yeah, so we get some picks here that I didn't see coming at all. So I think I'm feeling the urgency to get to ones that I need on there that I may not know whether you guys will put on there or not.
We're already at number 8 here.
Yeah. So Banjo-Kazooie 100% is going on here. It is a phenomenal platformer. The music is incredible. It, like, one of the signature things about this game was just the dynamic music that you see a lot with Rare, of just, you know, you're hearing Gruntilda's Lair theme, but as soon as you enter the entrance, near the entrance of the pirate world, all of a sudden that theme just transitions into a pirate theme, and just it had so much personality, and just it was even smoother of an experience than Mario 64 in a lot of ways, almost like a polished version with even more just characters and personalities, and just an unforgettable game. And specifically the first one, I think Tui, you could take it or leave it as far as this collection, but definitely the original needs to be on here.
So the next one at number 9, you got to have at least one Mario Party game in there, and I was really thinking hard about this one.
For me, need to?
Yes.
Needs
yes.
a strong word.
Hey, it does this need a Mario Party, but what you pick is might be
I'm going to go
concern.
With Mario Party 3. How's that?
Ugh,
Really?
I live by two.
The time for disagreement is not now, yeah, but I'm but with but you on ahead, this one, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to put a question mark because I can already feel, hey, I feel like out of the three, I'm going to get massacred once we're done with the 20, but...
Are you just like taking the approach of what can I get away with here?
Probably. No, but really, Mario Party 3, remember at that time, I wasn't really thinking about which is the best Mario Party game. For me, it was like, hey, 3 is a higher number than 2. Therefore, it's got to be better than the previous one. So that's why I got that one. And I would even play by myself consistently and have a lot of fun with it, which looking back is like incredibly boring and like the worst way to play Mario Party. But I feel like when you talk about Mario Party, people always go back to 2, 3, and then maybe I want to say 6 on the GameCube. So you got to have one of those. And I feel like if there's one game that people would absolutely buy a 2-pack of controllers to complete the experience for the classic, it would be that. And agree or disagree, that was one of the main selling points for 4 controllers. You had to have Mario Party and you had to have 4 controllers because it was so simplistic. The games didn't require a lot. You could even put your casual gamer, your uncle or somebody having to play that, and they would get it. If they played board games, they got that, and hopefully 3 sticks in the list. I feel it won't.
Yeah, it won't, but that's for later. Right now, we need to talk about WWF No Mercy.
Yes.
And how it is one of the greatest games of all time. And I feel like this will be the pick that gets on here because it's our list. Like, we are all wrestling fans, some of us more than others, and we all grew up playing this game. I don't think it's one of the staple N64 games for everybody.
I think you'd be surprised.
There's a section of people, and a pretty large section of people, that this is their favorite N64 game. And for that reason, I think it, all licensing aside, maybe it'll be on the N64 Classic one day. One can only hope. And the story mode is still the best story mode of any wrestling game ever.
Yeah, I think even a lot of non-wrestling fans still love No Mercy. All right, it's got to go on here. Ocarina of Time. We all knew it was coming. And I'm just afraid you guys weren't going to say a Zelda game, so Ocarina of Time on the list.
I was kind of just letting you have that one.
Yeah, I figured you guys were just waiting on me. So, but I was like, oh, maybe they'll say it and I'll get another pick.
So, I was going to ask you something, but no, that would spoil. I'm wondering, is this going to be the only Zelda game on the list? We will find out. So, I'm going to go with Star Fox 64. I feel like Star Fox 64 is one of the simplest N64 games in that it's a corridor shooter, right? It's a game that you can beat easily. It's not about when you beat it, but like the nook and crannies that you see in the game. Can you get to different areas? You know, can you get the highest score? And it's such an arcade game and a console. And I feel like people have always wanted to see the evolution of that. You know, we got Star Fox on the GameCube. People weren't happy with that. We got Star Fox Assault. You know, we got the one on the Wii U. And it seems like no matter how many new ones we get, we always go back to Star Fox 64, from the soundtrack to the graphics to the voiceover to the do the barrel roll. I think it was a really big deal that in a time where it wasn't common to see these really familiar characters talking to you, right? You saw Link, you saw Mario. Mario had a couple of, you know, like, it's me, but he didn't have full dialogue. But then with Star Fox, you would have that. So for many different reasons, I feel you have to include Star Fox 64.
All right. This next one, I'm kind of torn if it would be a good fit or not, because I have very fond memories of it, but thinking about it in the context of would this be a good game for an N64 classic, I'm not 100% sold on it, so I'm just going to throw it out there and get your guys' thoughts on it. Pokemon Stadium. Maybe even Pokemon Stadium 2, because I think it's the better game, where I have a lot of fond memories, especially playing the mini games in that package with my friends, but I don't know if we live in a world where that type of game with just the original 150 Pokemon would hang the way it used to anymore. Like, there's definitely a huge chunk of nostalgia there, but I remember that game not playing the best, and that's where it kind of leaves me going, oh, I don't know. But maybe it's a good fit here.
Yeah, I really only remember playing the original Pokemon Stadium, and it's not that great. Yeah, the thing is, you kind of run into the problem of how good is it without the connectivity to, like, uploading your Pokemon from the other game, which is why, like, I would probably maybe think of something like Pokemon Snap as something better because it's standalone, but that's not my pick. My next pick is Conker's Bad Fur Day. This is a crazy difficult adventure game, but it is so impressive. Again, much like Banjo-Kazooie, has a ton of character to it. And for an N64 game, man, it's fully voice acted, which is really, like, very rare for that era. It's a really impressive feat in gaming for that time, just what they were able to do. And obviously being a very M-rated game on a family-friendly console, I can't foresee this ever being on an actual N64 classic if they do release it, just because of that alone. But again, a fantastic game with awesome multiplayer, by the way.
I never played it. I just wanted to throw that out there.
But it will kick your ass.
I never have either. Yeah. I never touched Conkers, any of them.
Well, that's a future review, Ryan. At number 16, this is going to be the oddest pick, I think, out of our list. And this one I'm willing to really go out of my way to fight for, agreeing with a Mr. Wizard of Gore, Mystical Ninja, starring Goemon. A lot of people did not play this game. So
including
this
me.
Is actually a sequel to a game that came out in Super Nintendo based on the same characters. But on the N64, imagine Ocarina of Time, but insane. Completely outrageous, breaking the fourth wall. It's an adventure game with just, like, incredibly rich characters and great cutscenes. It's just a blast to play. I remember playing this a lot and just being able to laugh. I played this game almost completely with a friend by my side because we just love to see the characters. And eventually they did get to a sequel, which I didn't even know about till, like, Wizard brought it up. Goemon's Great Adventure was a 2D side-scrolling game, so it was a 2.5D. But this first one, I feel like every classic needs to have that one game that people go, oh, maybe I've heard of that, but I haven't played it. Here's your chance to do so.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to touch on that game one day, because it's one of those things that I've heard about for years and years and years and years and just never took the plunge on it. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a couple glaring exceptions, at least in my opinion, on this list so far. So we need to correct one of them, and that's GoldenEye 007. We talked about multiplayer games. This might be the ultimate multiplayer game. Anybody want to play Slappers Only, No Odd Job?
Oh,
no,
man.
Golden Gun Only. Thank you, Keith, because I was like, man, I think I only got one pick left, and I need two that absolutely must be on here. So I also have to fix a glaring weakness. Whether I know we get a lot of racing games, but come on, Mario Kart needs to be on this list.
I was purposely avoiding Mario Kart because I'd cut it for another game on here. All right.
Yeah, no, honestly, though, Mario Kart, when we're talking iconic and accessible, this is the game. People still play this to this day. There's drinking games built around this game. It belongs on an N64 classic.
This is getting difficult now. I'm looking at my list and I realize I gotta make some sacrifices. So I'm between a first-person shooter and a racing game, which I believe Keith is gonna bring up. So I'm gonna play it safe and go with the first Turok game, because I feel like When you talk about GoldenEye is like, yeah, multiplayer. And don't get me wrong, the story mode is awesome. But who would have thought that this dinosaur hunter type game would actually be super fun to play? And I mean, we've gotten remakes of it.
That game scared me as a child.
Yeah, it was so weird.
That's awesome.
It was so weird, but it was like these super wide open spaces. And you can play this game on the Switch. It's out on Steam, which out of all the games in that generation, if you would have told me that Turok was going to be available in modern devices, I would have laughed in your face. But for historical purposes, I do think you have to include that, because you don't think about first-person shooters aside from Perfect Dark and GoldenEye on the N64. So I think you would wake people up by including at least one Turok game.
I kind of agree with you. We'll get to that. All right, so this one's my last pick. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, have to make number this 19? One. Have to make this one count.
Ryan, you got the last pick.
Wow. Yeah, no I didn't pressure. Realize that. I mathed incorrectly and thought I already have my last pick.
So the game I'm going to choose as my last pick is more about it being the first game in a long line of games that I don't think get enough credit in video game history, and that's Paper Mario, where
ooh.
People still talk about, so here's my rant, people still talk about Super Mario RPG as this amazing thing that was just never replicated. I don't disagree with the fact that it's an amazing game, but since the first Paper Mario, we have been getting overall fairly consistently good Mario RPGs, and I think just by the fact it's not called Super Mario RPG, it kind of gets swept under the rug a little bit, and the fact it's the later games are on handhelds kind of sweeps it under the rug a bit as well. But that all started with Paper Mario. If you're out there thinking to yourself, man, I really want another Super Mario RPG, just go play these games. They're all great, especially the Mario and Luigi games, which is kind of the spiritual successor of the Paper Mario game. Just for that one being the first one, I think it should be on the N64 Classic.
And I think one of the benefits is that graphically, those games hold up super well because of the fact that they're like paper. Ryan, the pressure's pick, on, baby. Man.
Final pick. All right, well, I think this list is looking pretty good. I went to bat for Rareware plenty of times, so I'm not going to pick Diddy Kong Racing. Even though it was really cool and had variety and stuff, it was very frustrating and difficult, and Mario Kart was just generally a more enjoyable experience for me. So I'm going with Majora's Mask, of course. I love this game. I think more people need to play it. I'm sure with the 3D version on the 3DS, it has been more accessible, but I think the OG version is the version to play because they messed up some stuff in the 3DS version. It's awesome. I know Keith hates it. I got the last pick. It's probably going to get booted out with his edit, but for now, Majora's Mask is on the list.
So okay. Before we get to this part, I just want to be able to recap. These are our 20 games right now, not the final list. So Super Smash Brothers, some kind of NFL Blitz game, just one of them. Gauntlet Legends, Super Mario 64, Star Wars Episode 1 Pod Racer, Hydro Thunder, Mario Tennis, the first Banjo-Kazooie, Mario Party 3, WWF No Mercy, Ocarina of Time, Star Fox 64, Pokemon Stadium 1 or 2, Conker's Bad Fur Day, Mystical Ninja starring Goemon, GoldenEye 007, Mario Kart 64, 8 Turok Game, Paper Mario, and Majora's Mask. So we start at Keith with the pick. So let's do the same thing. Keith, Ryan, and myself, if you want to change one game in particular, which one would it be?
This is less of a change and more than a lockdown, where I agree with your line of thinking when it comes to Turok, where I think you need one of them on this console. But in my opinion anyway, and it's maybe because I have a lot more fond memories with it, I think Turok 2 is the vastly superior game to Turok Dinosaur Hunter. And if I were to choose one of them, I would go with Turok 2 in a heartbeat. I love that game so much, to the crazy weapons, the fun multiplayer in it that kind of gets overlooked because of GoldenEye on the system, but the Turok 2 multiplayer is awesome. And if I had to pick one, it would definitely be 2.
I would agree, because I think that one of my problems is whenever you have a sequel, but not the previous one, but when you only have 20 games, right, you got to make some sacrifices. So maybe people never played the first one, but you want to give them the best of that game, right? So I do think that Turok 2 is better than the first one, even though the first one laid the groundwork. So I changed it. Yeah, so pick number 18.
Yeah, I never played the second one. But it does annoy me when some collections, basically, they only put the first one because it's the first one instead of putting the best one on there. So if you guys say it's the best one, then I think that sounds good to me.
Beware, right. Oblivion's at hand.
Yeah. So for my edit, I'm not going to edit Mario Party, even though I personally find 2 to be better. I just prefer the mini games and the game boards. I love the game boards in 2. But I think a lot of people love Mario Party 3, so I think it's fine to have Mario Party 3.
I would follow you down this road of Mario Party 2. I'm not the biggest fan of Mario Party in general.
Hey, I don't want to use that as my edit.
Okay, we'll get there, because we don't just have one edit.
Okay.
We're fighting till we're done.
So for my edit, I would change Pokemon Stadium to Pokemon Snap, because I do think Pokemon should be represented on this list. But like I said, if you don't have the Game Boy connectivity and you're using just the stock Pokemon they provide, it's a pretty bland game. And since I'm not expecting them to somehow have like 3DS connectivity and all this BS, because I know you can still download the, you know, Pokemon Red and Blue on those. No, way too much convoluted stuff. Pokemon Snap is a nice short standalone game that I think just fits nicely in the collection here. While giving Pokemon representation, probably better representation than something like Pokemon Puzzle League or whatever. So Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
I agree as well. So pick number 13 was changed to Pokemon Snap. Now for my change, in a weird event, I'm going to change one of my own picks, because I was thinking that one of you two was going to include this, which is swapping out Hydro Thunder for Diddy Kong Racing. I do think that Diddy Kong Racing should be in there, because with the PS1 Classic, one of my biggest complaints is that it would have been perfect if you had a Crash Team Racing and a Crash Bandicoot game, right? It's like,
I can't believe they didn't have Crash Bandicoot on that thing. I was...
Just weird. I get it. They have like the 3D thing, you know, the end scene trilogy.
Yeah.
But it would be cool that for a classic device, you have the main game, the meat and potatoes, but then you have the side dish, right? So I think having Banjo-Kazooie, and then you have Conker's Bad Fur Day, but then you have Diddy Kong Racing. You have a nice variety of these different characters. And given the relationship that Nintendo has developed with Microsoft, you know, we're getting Banjo and Smash Ultimate. I think without question, this could easily be done. So I'm swapping out. That's what I'm proposing. Let me know if you guys agree.
I'm on board with that. I think we got a Hydro Thunder, like you said, it's best on the Dreamcast anyway. And Diddy Kong Racing, like I said, I didn't go to bat for it just because I personally found it very frustrating once you got a certain leg of the way through the game. Once you got to like maybe even three quarters in or the halfway point, this game just starts whooping your ass. So I never really got too far in it.
Yeah, and plus when we're talking about an N64 classic, I think you do have to weight the classics in there, where I feel like just from what people remember of the N64, putting something like Hydro Thunder over Diddy Kong Racing, or even over something like Wave Race 64, feel right.
Wave Race was originally going to be one of my other picks.
It was on my list of alternates as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Keith, I hear you got a little something you still want to get off your chest.
Yeah, I think that Mario Party should be Mario Party 2. I think it's the superior game. And just because 3 is the bigger number doesn't mean it's better in this case.
Keith, math.
You got my support on that.
Hey,
yeah.
I just wanted a Mario Party game in there. So
I think it's fair. All of my feelings of Mario Party aside, when you think of classics on the N64, it's the console that brought you Mario Party. When people today say that, hey, I want to go play Mario Party, they're not talking about the GameCube versions. They're talking about the N64 versions for the most part. So it belongs on the list, one of them, though. And I think Mario Party 2 is the best one of them.
So I just want to point out three games that I'm very surprised we haven't seen are Donkey Kong 64, any kind of Kirby game, and Perfect Dark. I'm not saying we need to add them or not. I just feel like it is worth pointing out, just throwing it out there.
I have thought about all three of those games, but it just kind of comes down to, in my opinion, the games we have of those varieties, and are those better than what we have on here? Like, would I put Donkey Kong 64 over something like Banjo-Kazooie? No. Would I put it over something like Super Mario 64? Not an Ice Cube's chance in hell. So I think it doesn't make the list just for that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people will go like Perfect Dark over GoldenEye, but when we're talking memorable classic games, more people have the nostalgia for GoldenEye. So yeah, looking, honestly, I built my own list before this, and we pretty much hit every game that I think needs to be on there. The only honorable mention I have off of here that is take it or leave it is like 1080 Snowboarding, which was definitely a game a lot of people played on the N64, but it's certainly not a must-have. I think we got good coverage of like sports and racing-type games. So I am good with this list. There's a few games, obviously, on here I've never played. And I'm not going to fight those. And like I said, I think we hit everything that need to be hit, in my opinion. So yeah, I am good.
The only thing that I would want to hear a fight for, and I'm honestly okay if it's on here, and it's Gauntlet Legends, where you talk about those games like your Perfect Darks, like your Donkey Kong 64s, and does it have a space when you're leaving those things out? And if, Juan, you feel strong enough about that, then I'm good with it.
I think I'd be willing to modify it. The problem is that I think that when you think about any kind of classic, whether it be PS1, you know, whatever the case, you want to be able to have a nice variety that's not just obviously every single game you knew you wanted. Like what Ryan mentioned, hey, there are certain games in here that he didn't play. But imagine you got a console that you're like, well, I've already played all these, but guess what? You have 20 games, but then maybe you didn't play five of them.
It's good to have a few hidden gems in there that people can discover.
Exactly. It's the silly, like, that would be the only, if you notice, Super Smash Brothers, fighting game. Then we got a sports game. Then you have a lot of platformers. You have a lot of racers. But with the exception of the first person shooters.
But that was kind of the N64. A lot of platformers exactly. And
but
a
that's
lot
why
of racers.
I think Gauntlet Legends kind of makes sense, because it kind of fills that gap of, you have an action game in Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask, but that's more of an adventure. Here's a more, you know, slapstick, crazy, just button mash game. You don't have to think about it so hard. You know, nowadays you would have that be Hyrule Warriors or Dynasty Warriors or Fire Emblem Warriors. Mm-hmm. But I think having that, it's just like, don't think about it too hard. Just play that game.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, and one last thing was Tony Hawk is not on here because honestly, it should be on the PlayStation Classic. Yeah,
it's a very inferior version.
It's much better on PlayStation. So for anyone who was screaming Tony Hawk, that's why it's not on there.
And same thing with Resident Evil 2, where it's just better on the PlayStation.
I feel like just to be responsible, just throw names out there like Mario Golf was not brought up. Yoshi's Story, I think that's the only other game that's like a high-tier game we didn't really mention.
I never played it.
I played it, but I was not in love with it enough that I feel like it needs to be on here.
One game that I didn't play, but I was contemplating adding because Final Fantasy Tactics is one of my favorite games of all time, is Ogre Battle 64, just because I would like to play it, but I never played it. But I feel like if it was in there, that would be my project. That would be the game I tried.
Can we put an asterisk on here? Can the N64 classics Star Fox 2, you know, like that hidden gem that never came out, can this console's version of that be the N64 version of Final Fantasy VII that existed and never
came
out?
What about Animal Crossing? Dude, Animal Crossing.
Wait, that was supposed to be for N64?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Animal Crossing was originally an N64 game, which makes sense a lot. If you look at the graphics now, look at the GameCube version, and you're like, yep, that makes a lot of sense. That would be pretty good. So, people, I would like to proudly present a cast to the past's Nintendo 64 classic. So, Super Smash, NFL Blitz, Gauntlet Legends, Super Mario 64, Star Wars Episode 1 Pod Racer, Diddy Kong Racing, Mario Tennis, Banjo-Kazooie, Mario Party 2, WWF No Mercy, Dig Dig Diggity Dog, Ocarina of Time, Star Fox 64, Pokemon Snap, Conker's Bad Fur Day, Mystical Ninja, GoldenEye 007, Mario Kart 64, Turok 2, Paper Mario, Majora's Mask, plus people, 20 plus 1, we're going to bring you the unfinished version of Animal Crossing for the Nintendo 64.
People would buy it. I think I think this list would sell well.
I feel really good about this one. Personal feelings of Majora's Mask aside, it's a classic, so it belongs on here. And I feel good about this list.
Keith's generosity knows no bounds.
No,
I'm going to be the better man here. I'm not willing to die on this hill. And you know what? I will go as far as saying this would be a solid A-tier classic.
Wow. I'll let that
slide. They got to put that. Yeah, they got to put the thing A-list console with S-tier games. Make it happen. But yeah, people, if this was the N64 Classic, would you buy it? Would you spend $80 on it? Would you buy it with two controllers? And if not, what would you need to adjust in order for you to think about this?
Tell us your list. Maybe it's completely different. Give us your 20.
Yeah, go to A Cast of the Past on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We do have a Discord channel. That's where you can directly engage with all of us. Do you agree with Mario Party 2, which is your favorite one? acastofthepast.com/Discord. And if you enjoyed this conversation, remember we have a brand new episode every single Sunday, and you can help proudly support the podcast with a 5-star review on Stitcher, Apple Podcast, and or Facebook. If you do it on all three, Keith is going to smile for a good 5 minutes. And people, it's pretty damn good. Just think
it's
about
long.
That.
It's a long smile. His muscles will hurt after that.
Yeah.
Small price, baby. Small price.
And if this is one of your first episodes, I strongly suggest you go back, because this is almost a three-part series where it initially started with our Nintendo tier list, but then we had an off-the-rails episode where Keith rambled on about the ranking of the N64, which kind of led to this. So I think these three episodes are going to be a great 1-2-3 punch. So up until next time, people, hope you enjoyed this conversation, and we will be back with another exciting episode of A Cast
to the
Pasta.
The pasta. You want some pasta, Keith?
I love pasta. Like it's good great. Steak and pasta. Oh, baby.
Mac and cheese, man. I'm all about that mac and cheese. Ryan, you like
and
mac and cheese?
And I'm all about that base. No trouble.
What
no
do
trouble.
I like? Chicken parm, baby, with that pasta. Oof.
Put it
I'm
on the pizza.
Now. We're good.